The ride to her family's humble home passed without much conversation. Even though Lily's father often boasted she could engage a fence post, but this was different, somehow. Daniel Hayworth was not a man whose company she had frequented, nor necessarily avoided. He'd always seemed quiet, always thoughtful, and that intimidated her. Even now he stared after the horse. His attention rapt on its moment, but what went on in his mind? Where were his thoughts? She fared better with men she was more accustomed to, like Cutie, men whose eyes had been fixed on her, whose thoughts had been easier to read, their intentions laid bare. Only things had not worked out with Cutie as she'd hoped. Dan shifted beside her, pulling the reins and slowing the horse. She looked up. The smallish house stood before them. Her features warmed despite her determined lack of consideration for Dan. When she glanced over, he was halfway out of the cart. What? Why? He came around and lifted his arms to her. What could she do? She swallowed. Perhaps he only meant to be a gentleman. So she placed her hands on his shoulders and let him help her down. But she would not meet his eyes, though that found her staring at his rather broad chest. Now with her feet firm on the earth, they stood in silence. Her mouth was dry all of a sudden.
"Say something,"
she commanded her tongue.
"I thank you for seeing me home."
It was weak, but it was something. She dipped her head and turned, stepping out of his space. In a few moments, she would be inside the house and away from the strange encounter. The dirt crunched behind her. Was he following her? She dared not look. Why would he? Did he think she was incapable of walking to her own door without him? A bit chivalrous or a bit presumptuous? As she approached the door, she spun, laying a hand to the latch.
"Thank you again. I appreciate your quick assistance and your ferrying me home."
She put more firmness in her tone. He nodded but remained where he was. What was he thinking? Was he so bold? She made a halfway decent curtsy and opened the door, prepared to escape within. As she closed it behind herself, grateful for the barrier, he reached forth and halted the door's progress inches short of the frame. Then she found his eyes. Surely he would not think to take advantage of her here. Her brother and her mother were both within. All she had to do was call out. He seemed determined. Did he think her alone?
"Might I come in?"
He stepped closer, now towering over her, his body closer than it needed to be. Her heart thudded. She could hear the pounding in her ears. As much as she told herself to cry out for Joseph, her mouth would not obey. Why? Did she fear Dan would hurt her? Or was it something else? Something about the sensations threading through her at his proximity? Something she didn't dislike. So she remained, neither giving more room for the door's opening nor pressing for its closing.
"Lily?"
a voice called from within. Thank goodness. Joseph would rescue her. She let out her breath. Her fingers ached from holding the door so tightly. Dan tried to look around her. Was he nervous? Discouraged? She couldn't discern, but she couldn't tear her eyes away from him.
"Lily, is that you?"
Joseph's voice neared. He must have entered the small great room behind her.
"Why are you home so early?"
She jerked around when his question trailed. His eyes had cut to the door and set on the man just outside. There, now all would be well. Her body slackened. While she gripped the door to maintain her balance, she forced herself to keep her gaze on Joseph.
"Dan, good to see you. Won't you come in?"
"What?" Lily shook her head. She must have misheard. Joseph covered the space between them in a second and laid a hand on her shoulder.
"Lily, you know Dan."
Lily furrowed her brows. This didn't make sense. Putting a hand over hers on the latch, Joseph pulled the door open. Dan arched a brow at Lily before turning his attention to Joseph.
"I hope I'm not too early."
"Not at all,"
Joseph smiled.
"I'm ready as I'll ever be,"